We get reaction to Mr. Trump's comments from two people with extensive experience managing European relations. Nicholas Burns was a career diplomat. He was ambassador to NATO during the Obama administration. He's now at Harvard University, and he joins us tonight from London. Mr. Burns, let me start with you, former ambassador to NATO. Donald Trump says that NATO's obsolete because it doesn't take on terror, unfair to the United States. What's your take?
He's completely wrong about that. I was ambassador to NATO for President George W. Bush, actually, on 9/11. And on 9/11, when we were attacked from al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, the NATO allies came to us in Brussels. They said they wanted to invoke Article 5 of the NATO treaty, an attack on one of us. This is an attack on all of us. They came to our defense big time. They all went into Afghanistan. They bled, died, and were wounded for us in Afghanistan. They're all still fighting in Afghanistan. We fought the terrorism of al-Qaeda and the terrorism of the Taliban and other terrorist groups in Afghanistan. So Donald Trump is exactly wrong. And I can tell you, having been in London today, people here are just flabbergasted by this interview in the Times of London. To denigrate NATO as obsolete, to root openly for the weakening of the European Union, to castigate Angela Merkel, our strongest friend in Europe. We have not seen an American president be so openly critical of our allies in 70 years, and yet he doesn't criticize our adversary, Vladimir Putin.